to the Six Ed Culture Podcast. Once again, I'm joined by Danny and Quinche. Boys, what's going on? You good?
Hey, guys.
What's up, boys?
Fantastic today, you know?
Yeah, so we got a pretty loaded episode. We're not going to try to drag it on too long with this intro. We want to get right back into it. Obviously, last year we came back, last week, from our break, just to warm up into this one. Obviously, this is our annual table predictions for the 2021-2022 season. So, it's always a fun one. It's usually a long one. Last year and the year before that, we explained every single one. This year, we won't. We'll explain like the bigger one, probably top four, top seven around there, because we got some big news to talk about. We don't just have table prediction. We got Locatelli going to Juve and Tammy Abraham going to Roma. So, yeah, I guess we'll kick it off with Loca. Frangu, you can get into it.
You know, I didn't think it was going to happen, if I'm being completely honest. The amount of meetings it took for it to happen, then the reports of saying Sassuolo just want it done, it could be positive or negative, but Volca will be done this week, kind of worried me a bit. But I'm glad to see Locatelli at J Medical this morning. You know, it brought tears to my eyes to finally see Juventus finally get a decent midfielder, and it looks like we're looking for the future and building up that midfield, which we need. I still think we need a little bit more pieces if we want to compete for the Champions League, but we're getting those baby steps in there. So looking forward to seeing that Locatelli, Chiesa, Dybala, Ronaldo connection, and it's going to be an interesting season. Just would have been nice if we got him a little earlier so we could have had a preseason. But when you have the three stooges in the office, you can't really complain that much. But I'm just glad we have him.
Yeah, no, it's been a while, you know. I've been trying to make the podcast title Locatelli to Juventus for a long time now. Obviously, I think I mentioned it like the last five pods in a row.
Yeah.
Even during the Euros. But, yeah, it's finally done. It's a good pickup. Obviously, Juve's midfield was the weak point heading into the Mercato. You know, it still could be better, but it's a big pickup for Juve to get Locatelli. Someone who can grow with them and continue for years now playing for the shirt. So it's a good pickup. And it's always nice to have an Italian and someone who won the Euros on your team. So, yeah, it's a great fit.
Championship mentality.
Yeah, very good championship mentality. And, yeah, it is a good pickup. So, and I'm happy he's still in the city. I wouldn't like to see him go to Arsenal or something like that. It's always a shame. Just like the Donnarumma thing with PSG. So, yeah, it's a good pickup. Roma, obviously, we had some big news with Dzeko departing. At first it looked like, oh, you know, Dzeko would be our striker again for another year. And then he left just like that. He had a gentleman's agreement with Thiago Pinto and the Friedkins and Mourinho that if an offer does arrive, an offer that he likes with a 2-year deal, because obviously these older players want to get years under contract to guarantee them playing. So he wanted a 2-year deal from someone. Inter offered it after Lukaku went to Chelsea, and he took it and he left us. And when he left, you know, we're kind of in a bad situation because we do have Shomuro Dov and Borja, but we're missing that pure goal scorer. Shomuro Dov's more of he is a goal scorer, but he's a creator as well. He can play on the wing, left and right wing. He's very versatile. But we're missing a big target man. Borja's a target man, but he's also inconsistent. He's our backup. He did really good last year, but we need someone who's more consistent and a proven goal scorer in big games. And we got Tammy Abraham from Chelsea. It was a very tough deal to close. It took about 5 days, which isn't that long for an operation worth upwards of $40 million, but
it also took 8 days since. Yeah. Hey, meetings.
Hey, meetings.
It took 2 months.
One signing.
That's why.
We're still looking for signings, and it's 3 weeks left.
Yeah, it felt longer than it was. Every day, Thiago Pinto, you know, he flew out to London to close the deal. He was kind of just following Abraham around. Abraham kind of admitted it too. He was like, oh, I kept getting called from Roma's agents, and you know when a club wants you. And I felt that from Roma, because we just kept pushing for him. Mourinho really wanted him, and, you know, Mourinho also really wanted Shomuro Dov, and he's only played 2 games, 45 minutes in both, and has 2 goals and 2 assists already. And he's played incredible in both of them. I know it's a friendly, so it doesn't really matter. But just based off what I've seen so far, I think Shomuro Dov would be a good player. And same with Abraham, you know, I think all Roma fans took the philosophy and standpoint of if Mourinho wants you, then we want you, because he knows better than us. He's won trophies that we can't even dream of. So if a player's good in his eyes, then they're good in mine too. So yeah, Tim Abraham's a good player, 23, 24 years old. And he's won the Champions League with Chelsea. And even though he wasn't starting, you know, being in that locker room at such a young age is always a bonus, being around a team that wins like that. And coming to a team like Roma, Mourinho, I think Mourinho will get the best out of him. We saw what he did with Harry Kane. I think he led in goals and assists under Mourinho, which is incredible. So, yeah, I'm excited for Abraham. It's a big purchase, the most expensive signing in our history. But, you know, I'm optimistic. I think he'll do good. I'm not going to put too much pressure on him to have, like, a 30-goal year. It's the first one. Dzeko for Roma, we all know how his first year was. It was a nightmare. He was probably one of the worst strikers in the league that year. It takes time to adapt, so, and he's still young. So I'm happy at 15 goals this year just to get into it. But, yeah, I'm excited to have him and hopefully he does well. Do you guys want to add anything or should we go on to the table?
You guys nailed it on the coffin.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing about
there's no Juan Jesus signings, but there's still good signings for you guys. Now I can joke around with Juan Jesus. Woo! Happy about that.
And your striker over there, Tammy Abraham. Yeah, so watch his Twitter. But other than that, you know, he's impressed me so far. You know, he showed up. A lot of players like to show up in like a t-shirt when they're signing. He showed up in a nice three-piece suit. He seems to say the right things. He wants to win trophies. He wants to work hard. He wants to prove himself to the team and to the fans. So he's saying the right things. Now it's all about the actions he does on the pitch. And I think it's a good signing for Roma.
Yeah, for those of you wondering what he was mentioning there, the tweet from Tammy Abraham was in 2012. He said, "Can't believe the Serie A match fixing. Juventus have given Italian football a bad name. Hashtag true tweet." So that's what he was referring to. Yeah, Abraham has a lot of interesting tweets back then. That's probably my favorite one. So all Roma fans are really loving him already for that one.
That's my favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Even had one in 2012. He said, "Mourinho celebrating like he just scored. Hashtag legend." Now it's his manager. So that's a cool one. But yeah, finally some big signings. Instead, he has been losing a lot of people, so it's great to have people coming back the other way, finally. Yeah, I know, obviously, Dan Napoli, Juan Jesus. You're probably hoping for a left back still.
Yeah, when I said not even Jesus can save us, I didn't expect Napoli to go out and sign Juan Jesus. So.
Yeah, I think maybe some car money are you put there. But
I'm the scout for Napoli, probably.
Man, there's still some teams that need to do some work. Like Atalanta's Calciomercato. Roma, I think they've had a really good Calciomercato.
Very
good. Juve, I think the Locatelli one saved them because not they need that much work. They really need a midfielder and they got it. I think the goalkeeper position is still a question mark for Juve, to be
honest. Question mark. It's an exclamation mark. Should have been dealt with, but nothing we could do.
But, other than that, I think Juve's had a decent mercato now with Locatelli coming in. Inter, you know, they've had a bad mercato, but I'm seeing the link to a couple of guys like Thuram, who I think he would be a good signing for them. And the fixing the team up a little bit. Inter's not terrible. I think people are overreacting. I know, obviously, they lost good players, but they're not, like, finished. But
they also brought in Dumfries, too, who's not, like, obviously, Hakimi's way better, but Dumfries is also a decent replacement
Dumfries,
for him. Like,
Dumfries was incredible in the Euros.
Yeah,
incredible.
I think he'll be good at Inter.
Yeah, it wasn't bad for a Dutchman. But yeah. Yeah, if you guys are new here, I don't like the Dutch too much, obviously because of what occurred with Zaniolo's ACL tears, both of them falling to a Dutchman. So I don't have a good history of them. But yeah, I think we're all good now to get into the table. It's going to be interesting, guys. I'm kind of excited for this one. I don't know what you guys have. We haven't talked too much before this podcast, just to make it, you know, a surprise when we hear it. So are you guys ready? Got yours pulled up?
I'm all ready. I know the fans love my table every year.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have some interesting ones. I can't wait to hear your MVP again. Is it going to be Asamoah?
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe we'll have gotten Substan.
Put your upgrade to Dragosin.
But yeah, we got our table predictions here. So, 20, I guess I'll go first, Danny second, and then Richard can go third. So 20th, I got Salernitana.
I have Spezia for 20th place.
Spezia.
Not the same as you, Enzo.
Salernitana. All right. Yeah, I feel like you guys could probably hear Frances dealing with his dog over there. But,
I guess he doesn't like the Frances pick at 20th.
Yeah, sorry about that, but we'll try and buy some time for him. 19, I got Venezia.
Yeah, 19th, I have Salientina. Or Salientana, I should say.
I got the Bulls trying to finally going down the pecking order. I got Torino.
Ooh, wow.
It's about time they get relegated. Plus, with the Bolotti's injury, I think he's not going to have a great season. And I think Juric is their only hope, but I don't think it's going to be good enough.
I can't see Juric ever getting relegated, that guy. He's incredible. I also had them almost getting relegated, but then I remembered who the coach was. I'm like, I can't put them there. He's too good of a coach. 18, I got Udinese finally going down. They're a club that deserves to go down, to be honest. They really annoy me. I don't know what it is. Losing to Paul as well. I got Udinese going down. 18.
Yeah, no. 18th, I have Empoli.
I have Cagliari.
Cagliari, okay. 17, I got Empoli.
Yeah, 17th, I have Udinese. I think they have enough quality just to stay up just at the kind of maybe like between match days 36 and 38. So I think Udinese will finish 17th.
I got Sampdoria 17th.
Okay. Not too bad. We got a couple different ones already.
Yep.
But they're pretty close. Yeah, I do. Me too. 16, Spezia for me.
16th, I have Venezia.
16th, I got Udinese.
15, I have Genoa.
Yeah, 15th, I have Verona.
I have Venezia, 15th.
And 14th, I got Sampdoria.
Yeah, 14th, I have Genoa.
I have Empoli, 14th.
13, I've got Torino, all because of Juric. Literally, that's the only reason I have him there. It's all because of Juric.
13th, I have Cagliari.
I put Bologna, 13th.
12, I have Bologna.
I have Sampdoria, 12.
I've got Spezia, 12th place. Believe in the boys.
11, I got Cagliari.
Yeah, I have Torino at 11th. I think Juric is a good enough coach, and especially what he's done with a team like Verona, with the guy like the guys he's had. I think, especially now he has Bolotti, who can be probably one of the best strikers in Serie A. I think it's good enough to finish them in 11th.
I put Genoa in 11th.
10th place, I've got Verona. You know, this, believe it or not, was the toughest one of the whole table for me because I really like Verona, the players they have, and the style they play, but Juric is gone, and now they have Di Francesco. Yeah. Probably one of the worst coaches in the Serie A.
Sense. He made Roma go far in the Champions League, you know?
Yeah, but he also made 7-1 to Fiorentina, so... And got sacked by Cagliari pretty quick. I think they lost, 11 games straight or something.
Something like that. And then the new coach came in and saved them.
Yeah. Di Francesco, I don't trust him, but I'm just going to bank on him finally getting it together and helping them out. But yeah, I got Verona 10.
Yeah, for me, 10th, I have Bologna.
I got Fiorentina 10th.
Okay, 10. 9, I got Sassuolo.
Yeah, Sassuolo as well for 9.
I have Verona in 9th.
Verona for 9th. And then 8. 8 is where it starts getting interesting, I think, for the table. I got Fiorentina. I think under Italiano, they're going to be a very good team. They could possibly even be 7, but that'll be a little bit of a stretch. But I think if Vlahovic remains and then Italiano, and they got a good team already. They've always had a good team, Fiorentina. But just the manager has always been a
question mark for me.
Yeah, Vlahovic, and it's always been the manager that they've had. They've never had a good manager, and I think Italiano, they finally got one. So I think they'll be a very good team this year.
Yeah, I have Fiorentina for 8th. I think, especially now with Nicolas Gonzalez, I think he's going to be a good partner with Vlahovic, and that's, I think, something that Fiorentina were lacking last year, like a productive player besides Vlahovic and also Castrovelli, who had an off season. So I think this season he can have a big season, and as well, I think Gonzalez can help Vlahovic.
Yeah, I got Sassuolo in eighth.
Yeah, so we're all pretty similar. Seven, I guess we can start explaining now for our picks a little bit. Seven, I got Lazio. Out of all the bigger teams ahead of them, what have they really done in the Mercato? Last year, there's clear upgrades they needed, and they didn't really address them. They got Pedro, who, and that guy likes to stare at the grass and run straight and not pass the ball. So, you know, if you're a Roma fan, you know what I mean. That guy is very frustrating to watch. Sometimes he can pull something amazing out of his, you know what, and then the game after, this guy just run into 10 defenders play after play. So, yeah, they didn't do much in the Mercato. I believe they got Felipe Anderson as well back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought him back.
Yeah, so they just got the old man version of him. I don't think he's going to do much, to be honest. And, yeah, I just put them seven.
Yeah, I have them seven, too. I really like them going after Sarri, especially losing to Inzaghi, but they really haven't done much in the Mercato to make me say, okay, this is an upgraded team from last season. They brought in Felipe Anderson, who hasn't really been himself since leaving Lazio, maybe his first year at West Ham. They brought in Husai, who at times he's a defensive liability, but who knows, maybe on the side he can find his old form. And they really haven't done much that makes you say, okay, this team can be a top five team, top six team. So I have them in seventh place.
In seventh place, I got Napoli. I just think...
Wow.
That was the bombshell.
Dropped a bomb. You said it like that. You didn't even give us a warning. Relax. Wow.
I just think with Spalletti, I think he's a good coach, but he's a building block coach. He's not something that's going to challenge for anything. I think Osimhen's going to have a good year this year. But the rest of the team, they didn't really address what they needed. Juan Jesus, he's not amazing. Same with Manolas. It's kind of, you put one idiot for another idiot. So it kind of equals out. So I just don't think anyone above, like, I don't think they're better than anyone above Napoli. So that's why they're in seventh place.
Wow, that's a big bombshell.
Yeah, I guess I got to change my top four now. Should put Juve 20th.
Well, I didn't expect that one at all. So sixth, I got Milan. Okay, Milan's a tough one because I like some of their players a lot. I really do. I think they could completely, like, six to maybe three can completely change. Six to three, I don't know. Anything could happen. There's a lot of variables that need to take place and things that go right for this to be right on my table. But Milan, something about them, I feel like they're missing something. I think Donnarumma, you know, he's worth at least 15 points in my opinion alone, just saving it.
Yeah.
He's just such a good keeper. He's, in my opinion, he's the best keeper in the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't watch every league, so it's hard to make that statement. But from the Euros and just everything I've seen, Donnarumma is the best keeper in the world. And he saved Milan not only last year, but 4 years. And I think people are really just ignoring the fact that he's gone. I know Mike Maignan is good. He's very good from what I've heard. But Donnarumma is just Donnarumma. He's on another level. This guy wins you points. He didn't just win you games. He wins you points constantly. And, yeah, I just think Donnarumma leaving is really a big part of my prediction, them coming sixth. I feel like they relied on him too much in the past to save them, and I feel like without that reliance behind them, they were too comfortable, I think. And I think about Donnarumma, they're going to realize that, you know, they can't bank on their, 6'6" keeper making two incredible saves in 90 minutes to win them a game.
Exactly.
It's going to be different. Attacking-wise, I do like their team. I really think they have a good team. Giroud, Zlatan, they got Leao, Rebic. They got a pretty good team, but I just
Kessier in the mid.
Yeah, Kessier is incredible, especially last year. Really played really good. But I feel like last year, most of their goals came from penalties. They scored a lot of them at 20, almost a record. I don't know if they'll be able to do that again. And Zlatan and Giroud, they're both great players, but will they be healthy the whole year? I know Zlatan's more of a question than Giroud is. Giroud's pretty healthy, from what I know. throughout the years. But Zlatan gets hurt often. And I think Giroud's a perfect steady-ass striker, but I don't know. It's a lot of question marks for Milan. I could be completely wrong, but I have them six, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have them six, too, especially because of what happened with Donnarumma, how he left for PSG. And then bringing Mike Maignan, he's a good keeper, like you said, Ant, but I just don't think he is at level with Donnarumma just yet. Who knows? I could be completely wrong this season. He could have an incredible season. But also, too, it's also hard, too, for guys like, say, Giroud and Maignan to adapt to the league. So it's going to kind of take them a while. So I think by the time they adapt to the league, I think Milan will already be in maybe fifth or sixth. But it'll be interesting to see what they do, especially if they can continue that form, maybe get into Champions League. But I still think they need a creator. There's times where Rebic looks like he could be class, but then also times he looks like he's just useless. He's too inconsistent for me. And I still think they need a creator, especially with Çalhanoğlu going to Inter. I know he was inconsistent at times, but they really haven't replaced him. They rebought Diaz, so who knows if he can fill in the shoes. So for me, I have Milan six, and again, these are way too early. Like, these are before the window closes. I wish the window already closed and we made our predictions, but things can change, and we'll see what happens. But as of right now, I have Milan finishing sixth place.
Yeah, sixth place. I got Lazio. I think it'll be close with them and Napoli, but I think Sadibal gives them the edge. I think he's a great coach, and he could work with basically nothing and make them incredible. So I think it's perfect for Sadi, Lazio, and I think they'll come in sixth place.
Yeah. It's we're all pretty close in our table, except the Napoli one. That really, I'm still recovering from that one. That Hell threw me off big time.
And I don't know if I can recover from that one.
Now, fifth place. Okay, I don't think I'm answering this with my head. I think it's more of my heart. I put Napoli fifth, so you can probably expect that Roma obviously now we're in the top four. I think Napoli player for player have a better team than Roma. I think it's not even a question, to be honest. I just think manager-wise, Spalletti, everyone knows he's not one of my favorite managers. He's one of my, I think he's my most hated manager, to be honest. I can't stand him.
He's definitely up there, yeah.
From his interviews, I almost said something, but it's better I don't say it. But I can't stand him. And it's unfortunate he's on Napoli, because now, Dan, you're going to have to hear me go off on him every week here. I'm sorry, but I don't care who he's managing. I love when he loses. It's that stupid face he makes in a press conference. when he complains and blames his players for the loss. Oh, my God.
It's like agony.
Yeah, for those of you who watch Rai, Domenica Sportiva on Sunday, they talk about the games. They show the interviews. Oh, when he's pissed, it's just the best feeling. Oh, my God. Especially when he was at Inter. And, oh, beautiful. Yeah, I can't stand him. I think he's a terrible manager. He's going to get in fights with the players. It's a given. He's a mess to control the locker room. He says the right things. Like, every time he came back to Roma, it was twice. He came to Roma. He says the right things. He gets excited. You're like, oh, this guy, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then season comes and he breaks down and the whole ship sinks and it's done. And if you have any old players, expect him to get benched. And, he just loses his head too much. I can't stand Spalletti. That's the only reason I have Napoli fifth. If they had any other manager, it literally could have been from Chet. I would have put Napoli top four. But with Spalletti, I can't. But who do you got then?
Yeah, for me, fifth, friends, I have Roma fifth. I just think it's going to take maybe not Mourinho, but maybe just the players into just a year or so to get into Mourinho's system. I believe they do have a really good team on paper and stuff. And I think Roma and Napoli, I think they're going to be head-to-head the whole season, fifth and fourth. But I think when it comes down to that final game or that match against the second leg, say, or second tie, you can say, with Napoli, Roma, I think one of the sides are going to prevail, and that's going to give them the edge. But for right now, I have Roma. But they can really interchange with Napoli. I believe both of them have very strong teams. I just think it'll take maybe a year or so for Mourinho to implement his system on these players, and I think that could kind of not like it kind of cost them top four. But who knows? Maybe next year they'll finish top four, and maybe Napoli higher. Who knows? So.
Yeah, I got Atalanta in fifth. I think they had an okay mercato. I think losing Romero was big for them, but they got Dimarel. I just think, you know, they're a good team. I think they'll play like Atalanta always do, but I think it's time where they're going to start coming fifth now. Kind of just miss out on that top four race.
That's a bold one. We're just throwing the bombs out here today.
Every year, it's always the bombs.
Yeah, that was fifth. So fourth place, I have Roma. You know, like Danny was saying, it's interchangeable. I really don't know what's going to happen. This, to be honest, more picking in my heart. I really hope they come fourth. That would be kind of like winning a trophy for us coming fourth now. Mourinho's first year in this three-year plan. So hopefully we can pull it off. I think one thing that gives me a little bit of confidence is that with Fonseca, the way he played was he wanted to play the same way against every team, and you just can't do that. You need to change according to who you're playing.
Yeah.
That's just how football is. He does play beautiful style football. I do like him as a coach, but at the end of the day, we didn't have the players to play the way he wanted us to play, and he was just forcing it upon the guys that didn't have the technique and just IQ to play the way he wanted to play. So I think Mourinho, he knows how to prepare these big games. With Fonseca, I think we won like two games against big teams when he was here, and one of them was Juve at the end of the season where it really didn't matter. So yeah, against big teams we got smashed every time. Napoli killed us, Inter killed us, Juve killed us, everyone killed us. Lazio killed us one game, embarrassing lose to them. Milan, like, it was bad. I think now with Mourinho, even if we're not going to win every big game, obviously it's not going to happen, I think we can win some and we can be in the game more because he knows how to prepare the team and he knows that Juventus, obviously on paper, have a better team. So you're not going to attack them like you were your prime Barca. You're going to, you know, park the bus a little bit, hit them on the counter, play smart. So I think Mourinho will have a better chance to win these big games, and I think that'll make a big difference for us. We are going to get top four, but again, it could be anyone. Top four, Napoli, Roma. Who knows, Lazio can surprise me. Milan, like I said, I won't be surprised if Milan get it. It's a big question mark. But Dan, who do you have for fourth?
Yeah, I have Napoli top four. I have Napoli fourth place. We didn't really get worse from last year. We kept a lot, majority of our guys. The only players we lost were Husai and Maximovic. And we brought in Juan Jesus and the new coach. But I think Spalletti will get the job done. I don't expect Napoli at all to finish first place, second place. My goal this year is just top four, go pretty far in Europa League, make a nice run in the Coppa Italia. I personally believe if Napoli do get left back, hopefully Emerson Palmieri can wait a few more days so we can put an official bid, like a big bid, and bring him in. I do think Napoli will get stronger in that position. And we do have good bodies, even depth to compete in these Europa Leagues and the Coppa Italia. So I think Napoli will finish fourth, pardon me. And that all, for me, this all depends on if Napoli can bring in the left back. And if we bring in the left back, maybe we can make a push for top three. But as of right now, I think Napoli will finish fourth place.
Just a quick update before Fred gives his fourth place. Fiorentina insider, who was pretty reliable for them. Vlahovic is very close to Man City.
What a shame.
Oh, wow.
What a shame.
I don't know who he is, but apparently like Fiorentina fans really trust him. Like, you know, every team has their own little insider that knows a lot. And I guess this the one Fiorentina. He's very close to Man City, apparently. So
that's a shame.
Yeah. That might change my own prediction there, but yeah, continue.
My fourth place, I have Milan. I think the spring off from last season, the team's going to be more motivated to try to clinch the Scudetto. They don't have the team. They don't have the mentality to do that. But they have great players like Giroud, Ibra, Rebic, Kessier. Their defense, they got Tomori back, which is huge for them. They have Kier now. The only big loss was Donnarumma for them, but I think Mike Maignan is going to fill in the shoes for him. Not as good, obviously, but good enough to kind of save them a couple of times. So I think that's why Milan are getting at fourth.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Like we've been saying, Milan, Roma, Napoli, they can all interchange. So yeah, all of our predictions are pretty close. Moving on to third. I'm actually pretty surprised no one put Inter outside because, you know, if you look on Twitter, a lot of people are saying Inter, they're going to get relegated, all this stuff. 6-7. I feel like most of us might have Inter here. I have Inter third. I think we all have might have it, to be honest. No, I have Inter third.
I have Atalanta
third. Yeah, so we're all pretty close. Yeah, I got Inter third. They aren't obviously as strong as they were last year, to be honest. It was in Lukaku. The guy almost led the league in assists as well. He's just an incredible man. He's so good. A shame he's gone. I really enjoyed watching him. But yeah, Lukaku's gone. Hakimi is so good. He's so, so good. I think he scored for PSG already too, Hakimi.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a great player. But, you know, it's tough with Inter. You know, I think one thing that's really keeping me from putting them low is their midfield and defense. I think their midfield and defense is still very, very good.
Yeah.
And Handanovic, you know, I'm sorry. I know actually Inter fans agree with me because I know I've been seeing what they've been saying. He needs to go, like, soon. He's very old now. Like, he's very, very old. And he's playing old. The difference between being old and playing old, he's playing old. Like, you can see the age ahead of him now. He's made a lot of mistakes, and I think they do need a keeper, a new one. But the defense, man. Yeah, I don't know if they'd take that guy. But, yeah, so when you got Skriniar, Bastoni, and you got Barella, and box-to-box, went up and down like a madman, you always got a chance to go far. And I can't see Inter finishing outside the top four. I would be shocked if that was the case. So I'm third place.
Atalanta third. I just think, like, regardless of their team, I just think, personally, I think Romero is going to be a huge loss for them. I don't think Demiral could live up to the season that Romero has. I think he'll have a good season, especially with Lovato beside him, Jim City. They still have Toloi. So they do have a decent defense, but I think Romero leaving to join Spurs is a huge loss for them. So I think that could cost them, but they still have guys like Hatabor, Gosens. So they still have a lot of attacking talent. So I think attackingly they'll be strong, but I just still think defensively they need to improve in the center back, maybe sign like a big name center back, but we'll see. But I really like Gasperini's core. Still have Malinowski, who's incredible. Muriel and Zapata are still there as of right now. So if that can stay, I think Atalanta have a good chance to finish in the top four. And again, these two can change for me. My 3 and 2, they can change throughout the season. They can change at the end of the season. So for as of right now, I have Atalanta just finishing third place.
Yeah, similar to Enzo, I got Inter at third place. Like you said, they lost a lot of big players. They lost Lukaku. They lost Hakimi. They lost Conte. But I think the rest of the team has kind of stayed. And they did bring in Dzeko, who's not amazing, but I think he will get a couple of goals to help Inter get some points. They got Dumfries, who was incredible in the Euros and always been a good right back for kind of a Hakimi replacement. So I think third place is fitting for them. And Zaghi, you know, he's not the best coach. He almost won the Scudetto with Lazio until he choked it. So let's see what he does with a better group of players at Inter. So I think third place is fitting just for Inter.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's fair. I mean, for example, got Inter there. I'm assuming Dan's going to have Inter second, which is completely fair. I think all of our teams, to be honest, like top eight are pretty much the same, except the Napoli one. That was pretty... that was a pretty big one. I didn't expect. Second, I got Atalanta. With Atalanta, I think I'm on the completely opposite side of Francia. I thought they had one of the better mercatos. I think, yeah. You know, bringing in my opinion, the best goalkeeper, maybe one of the best goalkeepers.
Musso,
yeah. Musso, I think, is great. I think defense is their only real problem. And although they lost Romero, they brought in Demiral, who is a pretty similar player to him. I just feel like, obviously, with Atalanta, Romero played more than Demiral could for Juve. But they're pretty similar, reckless guys that are long and go into tackles are strong, pretty similar players. But they also got Lovato, who I think is a very underrated signing that nobody's really talking about. I think Lovato will be one of the better center backs next year. He's a great player. And I know Dan loves him. Yeah. I love watching him. I hope he does well because Italy need, you know, when Chiellini's gone, we're going to need someone else, too. The more center backs, the better for Italy, so... I really hope Lovato can really pop off at Atalanta. I love their mercato. Their tackles never question. Obviously, they always score the most goals in the Serie A or close to it. The defense is always a problem for me. Midfield, Pasovic is incredible.
Yeah.
They got some great midfielders. Malinovsky, they still got Muriel, that guy last year. Muriel was playing like a R9. I don't know what got into that guy. Off the bench, too. He had like, what, how many goals? 15 goals off the bench or something?
Yeah.
He had the most goals, I think.
Yeah.
Like as a substitute.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's double Jekyll's goal tally from the bench. So that's, yeah, he's incredible.
And I think Atalanta. Yeah, they have Pessina, too, who's coming off a pretty impressive Euro campaign, Euro Cup winner. So
yeah,
maybe he'll bring the winning mentality to Atalanta.
And I think the biggest key out of this whole thing is that they still have their manager. If you look at the other teams around, they all change managers. It takes time to get into the flow of things and trust your manager in certain situations and game when they tell you to do something. Gasperini's been there. They have the foundation. Now they just have to explode. And I think, to be honest, I almost put Atalanta winning the Scudetto. I really almost did. They just don't have the same depth that other teams do on the bench. And obviously, Muriel, that guy, when they attack, they're fine with that kind of depth. But defensively, and injuries, and Hato Buero already got hurt. He's already out for 3 months, I think. So, the depth it's always been the problem, to be honest.
And I think that's one thing, too, that, like, when I was deciding, too, that's one thing, too, I was looking at. Between Inter and Atalanta, I just don't like the way, but I just don't think Atalanta have the depth to compete and go far in Champions League, go far in the Coppa Italia, and also try to maintain top four in Serie A. So I think that's, for me, that was the key decider, one of the key deciders, actually, between finishing in second and finishing in third place. I think just near the end of the season, I think Atalanta could decline a little bit. But again, they always prove a lot of people wrong, and they're one of the biggest sides in Italy for a reason, and because a main reason because of Gasperini.
Yeah, and we saw what they did last year, too. Once they got out of the Champions League, they started going off. Like, once they only had one game a week, they started exploding, killing teams like the old Atalanta. If I was Gasperini, honestly, I'd just, lose the Champions League on purpose. Get out, come fourth, and they could actually win the Scudetto if they do that, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're a very scary side to play against.
Yeah. It's almost like, obviously, the money for Champions League you wanted, but it's almost like it's a bad thing for them to come top four. I feel like if they don't have any other competition, they can win the Serie A easily. Gasperini with 1 week preparation for every game, it'll be so tough to beat him. But yeah, I got Atalanta second. But Dan, how about you? What do you got?
Yeah, I have Inter second. I still like their core. I think their defense is very strong, regardless of losing Hakimi. I think Dumfries will fill in. Not as good, I don't believe, because Hakimi last season was incredible. But I do believe Dumfries will be a big impact on that right side. I like how they brought in Calhanoglu, even though a few Milan fans, they're calling him snakes, which I don't blame them at all. I did the same thing when Higuain left us for Juventus. But I just think he's a good creative midfielder that can help Lautaro Martinez get into goal situations, putting him in good positions. Barella's he's a monster. And I think Jekyll, too, I think he could be a good impact player off the bench, especially if guys like Martinez not performing. And again, the window's still open. I think they're linked to Taram, like you said, Enzo, early on. And if they can bring in Taram, he's a good player and he's a game changer. So I think he can help Inter if they can close the deal. So we'll see with that. I just think Inzaghi is a good coach just to finish top four. Before he was with Lazio, he almost won the Scudetto. But I think it just came down to the players' mentality, just the way they played. And then they ended up choking, which in this case, Inter, I don't think they have that mentality that Lazio team had. I think they have winner's mentality because they're just coming off the Scudetto. So for me, I think just the midfield and defense is good enough to keep Inter top two. And I think Martinez can have a big season, especially now that he's the main guy that Lukaku's gone. I think he's ready to live up to that challenge.
Yeah. Enzo, you're going to be happy with this. Second place, I got Roma. I think this is the team that scares me the most in the Scudetto race. For me personally, this is the team that has the had the best mercato. I think bringing in a winner like Jose Mourinho is huge for them. Tammy Abraham, a great striker. They have a good, fantastic goalie of Rui Patricio. Not to mention Zaniolo's back, and he's gonna be angry. He's gonna want vengeance. He's gonna be hungry to win and to score and to assist. Then you also have the guys from last season like Pellegrini if he continues his form. Spinazzola is obviously injured, but in the later end of the season, the second half of the season, you're gonna have Spinazzola hungry to come back and play. So I think this team is gonna be extremely scary, especially under Mourinho. And I think they're gonna come second place, and the only reason they can't win the Scudetto is just the lack of depth is gonna cost them.
Well, that's you dropped a bombshell there. I didn't expect that. Thing with Roma, it depends on how long it takes for them to figure it out. If we can figure it out quick, then, you know, anything's possible. We never know. Spinazzola coming back later on. But, I don't know. It's a big ask to come second. I can't even imagine top four, but if we can do it, then for sure, I'll come over to your house and give you a big hug. But, yeah, it'll be tough. But, yeah, first, I think, you know, the listeners all know what we're going to pick based off, you know, possible elimination. Yeah. Juventus, we all got Juve. And, yeah, I just think with Juve, Allegri is a winner. Which I know you might disagree, but we'll hear from you soon what you think about that. But I think with Allegri coming back, that's the best signing of the mercato for any team. He's just, he's annoying to watch. Similar to Mourinho, they don't play the best style of football. It can be frustrating some games, but they win. And at the end of the day, who cares? If you win, you win. The good thing of Allegri, unlike these other coaches who are coming in for the first time to the club, although Allegri's a new coach technically, he's been there for a long time. He knows people that work in the offices, the players know him. Just everyone knows him. So it's not like a huge thing. It's kind of like you went on vacation and just came back and ready to work again.
Vacation.
I watched Juve against Atalanta, and once again, I know it's a friendly. It doesn't really matter, but they look really good to me. Except, I mean, Berna played good, but I don't know if he can really play in the midfield the whole year. That might be, if Pellegrini's planning on that, then I don't know if that's going to work for too long, but he scored a banger. But
fantastic, cool.
Yeah, against Barca and against Atalanta, it was night and day. But, you know, it's preseason. You know, these games don't really matter at all. If you look at Bayern, I think Bayern lost to Cologne or something. What's that team called? Cologne? Some small team in Germany. I don't know what they lost to.
Yeah.
They lost some small team. I think PSG lost some small team. Like, these friendlies don't really matter. But, yeah, just Juve. I think Juve Atalanta was treated more like an actual Serie A game, the way they came into it. It felt like an actual game. And Juve looked really good, so I don't know. You can't doubt the art of a champion, like they say. They have too much experience, too much knowledge, and I feel like this year's a lot of reset years, like Napoli, Spalletti, Roma, Mourinho, except for Atalanta, really, Inter, Inzaghi, Lazio, Sarri. It's all kind of like a rebuilding year, a reset year, you know, starting from the bottom, fresh slate, new manager. I feel like Juve is just ready to go. Kind of like Pirlo was kind of like Pirlo and Sadio were kind of like caretakers for Allegri, you know. Give him a little break and he came back and he's ready to go. But yeah, I got Juve. It's hard not to put them there. How about you, Dan? Well, I know you got Juve, but why?
For me, I just think bringing in Allegri was a huge signing for them. Like, even like, I think it's a huge signing as much as signing Locatelli for me. Because Allegri's a proven winner. He took Juve to a Champions League finals. He won them Scudettos. And I think he's just a proven coach. He's a winner, especially now that they signed Locatelli. Finally, Juve's got their midfielder that they've been looking for probably since Pogba or Pirlo, that midfield since then. Especially now with McKinney and Locatelli in the midfield. That's a nice little duo in the midfield. Chiesa coming off in very impressive, very strong Euros. Ronaldo's always there. So it's always Ronaldo. The guy's going to score goals. Kulusevski. I think he can have a decent year this year. Chiellini and Bonucci, if these guys are healthy, Chiellini and Bonucci, they proved in the past what partnership they have. I think that can carry over this year, especially now with De Ligt probably going to fill in that role, playing a lot more when Chiellini needs rest. So that's a good set of trio right there as well. And I just think they have a good core of players. They're winners, like Ronaldo, Chiesa. Now's a winner. Locatelli's a winner. Chiellini, Bonucci, they're winners. And I think that will carry over for Juve. And I think Allegri coming in is going to bring them success. And then that's why I have Juve finishing first.
Yeah. I don't think it shocks anyone that I have Juve first. I've always said it. It fits Allegri's fairy tale storyline here. He finally comes to Juve and Conte leaves, Lukaku leaves. The competition in my eyes got weaker than last season and the season before that when Allegri was sitting on his couch eating a bag of chips or whatever he was doing, maybe eating a bag of popcorn because he admitted he wasn't watching soccer. He wasn't studying the sport in the 2 years. So I think that hinders his ability, really scares me for this upcoming season. But I think Juve's team is too strong for him not to win the Scudetto. I think everyone else is weaker. Like I said, the only team that really scares me is Roma. And I just think their lack of depth isn't good enough to win the Scudetto. But it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, just off his press conferences, he's already scaring me. He said Szczęsny's better than Donnarumma. He says Szczęsny's a top four keeper in the world. He already took Bonucci's vice captaincy away after winning a Euro because he said it goes off appearances and all this bullshit. I don't know he chooses his captain over appearances, over leadership ability. So it goes to show that he really hasn't watched the sport in 2 years. I just think the only thing that's going to save Allegri is the team. I think when you have Dybala, Ronaldo, Chiesa up top, then you have Locatelli in the midfield. I want to say you have Chiellini and Bonucci in the back, but Bonucci's not going to play under Allegri. It'll be Chiellini and De Ligt. Until for most of the season, it'll probably be De Ligt and Bonucci when Chiellini needs rest. And then we have an idiot in the net, but hopefully we don't get a lot of shots on target from the opposing team and we'll be fine. But I just think the team's too strong to not win the Scudetto. I think Allegri is a good enough coach to win the Scudetto over weak opponents. If it was Conte's Inter, maybe Inter win the Scudetto again, but it's not. So I just think this season, if Juve don't win the Scudetto, Allegri needs to not only get sacked, he needs to retire from the sport. And I think it's inevitable for Juventus to win.
Yeah, there we go. Those are 2021-2022 table predictions. It's always a fun one. A little stressful in preparation, obviously, because you don't want to be too far off from what actually happens. But, yeah, it's fun. It's always good hearing what you guys got to put in. I think, like usual, I think most people's top eight will pretty similar. But now we got the awards. This is kind of a fun one. There's a lot of ways you can go with it. You know, injuries come into account. Just team performance and a lot of things come into account when you're deciding on individual awards. So, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so I'll read out one and then we'll do the same order. So, MVP, I have Ronaldo. I think just an easy one, kind of like a bailout option. The amount of penalties he gets and the team he has around him, he's going to score upwards of 30 goals, like around there every time. So, it's kind of hard not to put Ronaldo there. And also, they always give it to the winner of the Serie A. Whoever wins the Serie A usually gets the MVP, the player on the team. So if I pick Juve, it's got to be a player from Juve, and I think it's going to be Ronaldo.
Yeah, I have Ronaldo too.
I got Kia.
We're just crying, getting emotional.
I got emotional.
We touched his heart picking a Juve player. Sound like Voldemort there for a second.
You know, I mean, just going back in time, boys, complaining about Allegri again, I'm getting emotional. But I got Chiesa as MVP. I think this is going to be finally his breakout season. We've been seeing for the last, three years now. Like, it's Chiesa's breakout year. Now that he's finally at Juve, we saw glimpses of hope at him at Juve. At the Euros, he really exploded. And now I think he's proven and he's ready to prove himself even more and further. And I think this is going to be his year, and he's going to be the MVP.
Yeah, it's a fair shout. Chiesa is involved in a lot of Juve's play, and he's got the guys around him to do it. So it takes numbers, really, to get these awards. I said, I think you just do it based off numbers, to be honest, not the eye test. And, you know, Chiesa should be getting a lot of assists to Ronaldo there. Morata,
and goals,
who,
too.
and goals as well. So yeah, I think it's a fair option. Best striker is next up. I don't know why they don't put best attacker. They call it best striker. So for Champ, sort of, you have a winger or something, but they have best striker for some reason. I was looking at the previous awards. I have Valbich, but it looks like he's almost gone. So I don't know. I'm gonna cross my fingers he remains. I'm sticking with Valbich. I think with Italiano, and also they like to mix it up, is what I learned. Instead, yeah, they don't like giving too many awards to too many players on the same team. So I tried to mix mine up as well. I put Valbich. Scored 21 last year with Iacchini, who, you know, not the best coach, let's be honest. And he didn't get much of any service around him. Italiano, I know he'll get the best out of Valbich. If he scored 21 last year, I think he can score at least 25, 26 this year. And once again, if he remains. And if he gets 25, 26, I don't see why he wouldn't give it to him. They could obviously give it to Ronaldo, but I don't think they'll give one player two awards. I don't think it's been done before. So, I think Valbich.
Yeah, for me, for best striker, this is a bomb for me. I have Osimhen. I just really like the way he was playing in the second half of the season when he came back from that, say, COVID scare and also that injury he suffered. He was just on the tear. I think this year you're going to see a lot more of plays and like balls going towards Osimhen. Having him running between defenders, he's got pace that he can outpace a lot of defenders in this league. And if he can improve on his finishing, which I think he can, he's going to score a lot of goals this season. And for me, best striker will be Osimhen.
Super chat.
I'm sorry.
What are you laughing about Osimhen? All right, well, if we're just cracking up in the back, I don't know what he's laughing at.
No, he just caught me off guard just seeing Osimhen as the best striker, but,
Oh, God. You're more identity on this podcast. You would not please say, because I'm laughing at his pick. Come on, show some respect.
Yeah.
Poor Danny.
Tell me you're a Napoli hater. Don't tell me you're a Napoli hater.
No, I think Osimhen's a good striker. I just think he's very inconsistent.
Clearly not. You're laughing in the space.
Yeah.
No, but best striker, I was going to call Ronaldo, but under Allegri, he's going to play on the wing with Dybala up top. So I want to put Vlahovic, but if he stays, I think it'll be Vlahovic. If not, it's up in the air. But I'm going to go with Vlahovic.
Vlahovic, all right. I like that pick. Best midfielder, I think at least two of us might have this one, maybe not. I put Barella. Barella is incredible. And once again, they like to mix it up. I don't have an Inter player on here as in Barella. So, I think Barella will get it. I hope he does because I want, a nice informed Barella going to the World Cup next year. So, hopefully he gets it.
Yeah, I have Barella as well.
I got Locatelli. I just think his season last season was incredible as a Sassuolo. Now he's going to have better players to give the ball to. I think he's going to be amazing. I think Barella's great, but I think with Inter struggling and the Scudetto with third place, I think Locatelli's going to have a better platform to win the best midfielder.
Yeah, well, I think best defender, I think I know who Frances is going to put. You have an all-Juve team here. I have Bonucci. I was going to have Koulibaly, but I was talking to Danny last night, and he said about these. About the whole AFCON thing, how I think it's 3 weeks, Danny said, how they're gone. I remember Roma had that when we had Jorginho and all that. It was really annoying. So I was going to put Koulibaly. I feel like that might hurt him. So I put Bonucci instead. And also, not only because he has to go for 3 weeks, Koulibaly, but also I think last time he went, when he came back, he looked very tired and
yeah,
he looked exhausted. It does take a toll on
him. I'm not a fan of having a competition in the middle of a season, like especially in the Serie A, where a lot of these guys who are going to play for their respective nations are on top teams or teams are competing to stay in the Serie A or compete for top four. So I'm just not a huge fan of that.
Yeah, and it does take a big toll because on top of that, so I have to come back and then you have to play Europa League games in Zimbabwe and then like all these like weird like countries you have to fly to and you got to study on the weekend. Yeah. But you already played the AFCON, you're tired.
They also have to they also have to qualify for the World Cup too, I think, in September and October. So that's going to be a huge toll on these guys.
Yeah, and they might even have to quarantine. Actually, I'm pretty sure they will have to quarantine when they come back as
well. I don't know, unless I think they're back. If they're vaccinated, they won't have to. Or if they show proof of a negative test, they can just come back.
I'm not sure how it works. I think Mourinho was vaccinated, but he had like a 5-day quarantine. It was a light quarantine. I don't know how it is, but it'll change by then. You know, this whole COVID thing's changing day by day. So by then, they'll probably have some new rules out. But we want to put Koulibaly, but I think Bonucci. I just think, you know, I want to put Skriniar as well. I really like Skriniar, but if I have Juve winning Scudetto, there's got to be some reason to it. And not only Ronaldo and Chiesa, but I also think Bonucci will play a big part. Fresh off the Euros, I think his confidence is at an all-time high. I think Bonucci is a player that's been hated for a long time by many, even Juve fans, but even mostly non-Juve fans. And I think after that Euro, he's finally getting some love, and I think he'll build off that momentum and get best defender.
Yeah, no, for me, I have Skriniar. I was also thinking about putting Koulibaly, but again, with the African Cup of Nations, and that's why, too, with Osimhen, I was debating even putting him, maybe Vlahovic as well. But I wanted to be different for the best striker. But defender, I think Skriniar will win it. I think if Inter are going to come top two, I think he's going to play a massive role, especially with him, De Vrij, and Bastoni in the back. I think those guys are going to play a massive role. And Skriniar, in the past, he's proven that he can be a top three, top five center back in the league. And I think this season he's going to be a key reason why Inter finished top two.
Yeah, best defender, you know, and it brought tears to my eyes. All these years, you know, I've been hearing people just slander Bonucci's name. Always calling shit or overrated, but you know, you know, he's finally getting the love he deserves, the respect he deserves. I have Bonucci as the best defender. I do think he's going to play a big role. Just up to Allegri, how big of a role he plays. He should start almost every game, but you know, when you're hated by someone, it's hard to do that. But I think when Chiellini gets injured, it's inevitable that he gets injured. Bonucci's going to have to fill in, and I think Bonucci, you know, the quality of his presence is just good enough, and I think Bonucci will get best defender, and he's going to be a huge, huge part of why we win the Scudetto.
Yeah, and now best under-23 player. Now, I can't wait to say mine, and then we all know who it is. Nicolò Zaniolo, my favorite player by far. I think he's a generational talent. With his height, speed, and ability, I just think you won't find that anywhere else in Europe. I don't care who you're talking about. These physical attributes that he has can't be taught. You can't learn to be 6'4 and be that quick. And just naturally, he's gifted. I think Zaniolo, he's back from injury. This preseason, I'm very proud of him, and I really like how Mourinho handled it. You know, when you come back from 2 ACL, there's a big question marks, right? Can he take bumps? Is he still fast? Is he still all these things, right? And he just put all those question marks away and put them to bed. The Porto game, he was getting roughed up, two-footed from behind. The Serie B teams got in a fight with some nobody. I don't know who he is on Tristina. People were kicking at him, pulling his shirt. He went down a lot of times, and he did not get hurt or anything. He was completely fine. He scored one goal, which I was hoping we'd see, the classic Nico. We all know he runs the whole field and gets by a guy and then chip the keeper. We saw all the classic Nico plays we wanted to see. And I have no doubts in my mind that he's back to normal. He's all good. He looks stronger. He put on, I think they said, 20 pounds of muscle since the last time we saw him on the pitch. I think the first 5 games could be not bumpy, but you know, when you're gone for that long, no matter who you are, you got to get back into it. And I think the first 5 games could be a little bit of a learning curve for him, get back into it. And then the 6th game against Lazio, I think we're going to see Nico's first ever derby goal. I'm really, when that happens, I'll be the happiest man alive. I can't wait to see him score against Lazio. And I have full confidence that Nico will once again be the best under-23 player. So, what do you guys have?
Yeah, French, if you want to go, because mine's kind of like a bombshell. So, French, if you want to go,
all right. Mine for last. I was going to go with Tammy Abraham, but I thought he was younger than he actually was. But I do agree with Enzo. I think Zaniolo, this is, like I said earlier, Zaniolo's hungry. He's been injured for all this time. He wants to finally prove himself to the world. Obviously, we all know the quality of Zaniolo, but the outside world doesn't. And I think This is his stage to kind of take action. And under Mourinho, he has great players around him, like Pellegrini. He's going to, like Abraham too. I think it's going to be his season to kind of break out and really show the world how great he is.
Yeah. See, for me, I was debating putting Zaniolo, but I don't know if the Serie A gives out if he can win it twice. I don't know. So I end up going with Damsgaard from Sampdoria.
Wow, that's actually a good one. I like
good
that.
Shout, yeah.
I think he's coming off a very, very impressive tournament for Denmark. He scored that beautiful free kick against England. He was the most one at the time. He was the most talked about player in the world when he scored that free kick against England. And I think this year he's going to have a very good season. He's going to carry that momentum over. He's going to be a big reason why Sampdoria don't finish the bottom five. I think he could be a big reason why Sampdoria can even finish in the top, maybe up to 10th place, maybe 12th, where I have them. Especially him in the link up with Quagliarella and Gabbiadini. I think he could have a big season. And I think if he, all depending if he can stay in the Serie A, I hope he does. And if he makes a move to a bigger team in the Serie A, then I don't doubt he's got the talent to be a top prospect in the league. I think he is maybe top 10 in the league, a top prospect. And I think this season he'll have a very good season.
Yeah, that's a very good one. I like that one, Dan. Yeah, Damsgaard's a really good player. And I know we mentioned him on the pod a lot in the past. He's a great player. So, yeah, that's a good shot. Best goalkeeper, in my opinion, out of all of them, is probably the toughest one because I think every goalkeeper is mediocre, to be honest. Chesney's not that good. Handanovic is aging. Musso's very good, but also Atalanta leave their defense exposed a lot. So I don't know if he'll be able to get, because they go off numbers, let's be honest. They don't go by the eye test. They go off numbers, and I don't think he'll be getting the most clean sheets at Atalanta, but he'll still be a great keeper for them. And I was looking at Napoli, Meret. You know, Meret's 50-50. You don't know of him. He's still unproven, so I can't bank on him. Rui Patricio, Roma. I ended up going with him. I know I'm going to sound so biased putting Rui Patricio. I don't think he's the best keeper in the league. Don't get me wrong. I think Musso is the best keeper in the league. I'm just going based off the team. With Mourinho, it's going to be a fact that we're going to be sending back a lot defending. Even against smaller teams, we'll be hitting him on the counter. I saw in preseason, almost every game we sat back. And our defense looked really good. Patricio didn't have too many shots going at him that were too crazy. And even if they do go at him, we know what he's capable of. He's a good keeper. We've seen him go in the Euros and change a game. And in preseason against Porto, he was incredible. He made some mistakes after that in the Sevilla game and Betis. But I really like Rui Patricio. I think he has a chance to get it. And I think maybe 10 clean sheets. I think it'll be a solid year for him. So, Dan, who do you have?
Yeah, I went with Juan Musso. He was an incredible keeper at Udinese, but I don't think he got the recognition he deserved because of Udinese. I think he had the most clean sheets last season, if I'm right, actually. If he had the most clean sheets last season. I think he's going to carry that confidence over, and especially now that he's on a better team with Atalanta, he's going to be winning a lot more games, and I think he's going to be a big reason why Atalanta finished top two, top three. He's a very good replacement for Golini, and I think just the defense that he has at Atalanta is a lot better than what he has at Udinese, personally. So I think Musso is going to be the best keeper this season.
Yeah, I think those are two very good picks. I agree with Enzo, though. I think Rui Patricio, I think he's going to get the best goalkeeper. I think Juan Musso is a fair shot, though. I think it'll be very close. I think even Mike Maignan is in that race if he has an impressive stint, but I think Rui Patricio is going to just stint it out and get the award.
Yeah, there it is. We wrapped up our annual, you know, little podcast talking about our predictions and all. That's always a fun one. But now, boys, I know the hype is real. Everyone listening, it's back. The Serie A is finally back this weekend. We've got it back. Obviously, we know, you guys know, from if you listen to us in the past, now we have a lot of new listeners in the last couple of months after the Euros. So for those of you who don't know, we review every match day every week and preview the new one coming up. And obviously this one, we can't really preview, I say it every year around this time, because we don't know these teams yet. We don't know how they play. We don't know how they're going to play. We're going to need a little, you know, the first little taste of it, see how they do the first match day. And then from there on forward, we'll give our predictions, previews, thoughts, and all that. So I'm really looking forward to it. You guys have any match you're looking forward to most this weekend on top of your head? Obviously, your respective team, but.
Yeah. I think Roma Fiorentina. That's a tough match.
That might be the match of the weekend.
I just want to say I was very wrong with Musso having the most clean sheets. We're not even close. I think it was a few years ago.
I think the year before that he had the most.
Yeah, I think the year before. 14. Last season he had 8. So. But yeah, Roma Fiorentina, that's one that's caught my eye. Too bad at the same time as Napoli or Venezia. So I won't be able to watch it. But that's a very good game for those who are neutral, who like the Serie A, or if, say, your team's not playing, that's a key match to look out for this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's a very tough one for us with, you know, the new Fiorentina coming in. It feels like a new era, new owners, and they finally got a good manager in Italiano. So I think it'll be a tough one, especially if Vlahovic is still there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Another one, even though Udinese is, if I'm being honest, no offense to them, like, they're garbage. Like, they don't know how to play football at times. But Udinese Juve always seems to be competitive. I don't know what it is. I'm sure Francesco can attest to this. Yeah. It's always a close game. I don't know why. Udinese are pretty dirty. They've beaten Juve a couple times away from home. I think that could be a scrappy game. And, you know, Allegri doesn't play the best football. I think this could be a very scrappy game and fun to watch. Napoli-Venezia, I don't really know anything about Venezia, to be honest. Like, I know players on the team, but, you know, I don't watch Serie B actively. I don't know if you guys are shocked by that or not, but we still got to learn about these teams coming up. So, and Napoli-Venezia could be a fun one. See Osimhen probably start off a year. I think we got a goal or two. And Inter-Genoa, too. Yeah, Verona. There's a lot of good games. I think Verona-Sassuolo is probably one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, it's going to be so close.
I want to see how Di Francesco does, because he needs to change the entire philosophy.
Yeah. I want to see what Sassuolo can do, especially now that De Zerbi's gone, Locatelli's gone. Yeah. I think there's a report, I don't know if it's true or not, that Berardi might be wanting his way out. So it's going to be interesting to see what the young kids can bring in, say, like the Raspadori, Scamacca is there, who could be a good striker, Caputo's there. Boga, I think he's healthy this season or heading into this match day. So that's going to be an interesting to see what Sassuolo can do.
Yeah, definitely. Some good games. Not the most stacked lineup, I guess you can say, but it's a good welcoming. And to be honest, I don't care if it's Venezia against Empoli. I'm dying to watch some.
Yeah.
I'm dying to watch some of the
Serie
A. I just got distracted by notification about Vlahovic, so yeah, that's why I was dragging that one on.
I hope he stays at Fiorentina, I think.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, I guess we'll end it off here. We covered Abraham, Locatelli, all of our predictions. We'll be back next week after hopefully an exciting weekend of Calcio. Get your espressos, get on your couch, relax, put your feet up, and enjoy Calcio. It's finally back. We'll be back next week. Check us out on social media, Instagram, #6, Side Calcio. That is our app for Instagram. Twitter, it's @6IX, Side Calcio. So go check us out, hit us up, DM us if you have any questions. And
if you ever want to be on the podcast, let us know.
If you want to be on the podcast, we'll work something out. And we're looking forward to being back next week. I can't wait to break down the games. It's been a while. I missed it. Something I always look forward to. And catch you guys next week. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.